Everyone, I'd like to go ahead and call the Thursday, August 9th, 2018, City of Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, regular meeting to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Ms. Russell?
Here.
I am here. Ms. Lowe?
Here.
Mr. Harder?
Here.
Mr. McMahon?
Present.
Mr. Stanton?
Here.
Mr. Strodman?
Yes, ma'am.
We have seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Burns. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Zinner, is there any changes to our agenda this evening?
No, there are not, sir.
Thumbs up on the agenda, commissioners. All good there? Unanimous? Approval of minutes. Commissioners, there was minutes from the July 19, 2018 regular meeting were sent out in advance. I was not here at that meeting, so I will not be voting, but was there any changes or corrections needed to those minutes? I see none. I have a thumbs up from everybody that was in attendance, which was unanimous. Moving on, we have two cases tonight, case 18-85 and case 18-86 are withdrawn items. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Zinner, and he'll give us a quick, short staff report on these two items, and we'll move forward to our only other item of the evening.
So, Mr. Chairman, we have case number 18-85. This is a request by... read these into the record. So a request by Engineering Surveys and Services agent on behalf of Central Bank of Boone County to vacate alley right-of-way generally located between 203 East Walnut Street and 115 North Providence and designated as an alley on the MDT regulating plan of the UDC. This particular request has been withdrawn. You will have noticed a withdrawal letter within the packet. The applicant did indicate within that withdrawal letter that resubmission of the request may be forthcoming at a later date. And then moving on to your second withdrawal request, case number 18-86, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services agent on behalf of Central Bank of Boone County for the dedication of a street easement for a new alley on lots 311 and 312 in the original town of Columbia and generally located on the south side of Ash Street, approximately 130 feet west of Providence Road. The dedication is located within the MDT regulating plan area of the UDC. A request has also been submitted to have this item withdrawn from further Planning Commission consideration. Again, this was the corresponding alley dedication that would have been related to the vacation in case 1885. And the applicant, again, is requesting that this particular item be withdrawn in order to allow for additional work to occur, and it may be forthcoming again once they have resolved some of the outstanding issues. There is no vote required on either of these cases, 1885 or 1886. The information presented here this evening is for information purposes only and for closure of the public record on both of these continued public hearings. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them for you.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, any questions of staff? Mrs. Russell.
Mr. Zinner, did they indicate that part of their problems with trying to get this going was the MDT and the new UDC? Are they having trouble just trying to figure out how to work it, or?
No, I think a number of the issues had to deal with some turning radii requirements where the new intersection of the remaining portion of the alley that would not be vacated would head to the north and go behind the former Ambrosia Florist shop. There were some issues associated with that, as I recall. There were also some other issues associated with uncertainty as it related to council's general attitude toward the vacation of road right-of-way without any real defined understanding of what was going to be replacing these former public alleys, or the public alley that would be vacated. They weren't prepared, to my knowledge, and to what was being presented to our staff with any real defined plan of future development.
Okay.
So I think part of what's the delay may allow the bank an opportunity to more finalize that plan of development to then provide greater justification for why the segment of the alley should be vacated and why an acceptance of the alley to the north that would replace it would be permitted.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. McMahon?
Real quick, and I don't want to go weeds. The other easement, the new easement, is already there. And if they do nothing, they don't need that turn radii. Is that right?
No, there is, because the alley that would not be being vacated is a two-way alley, you can't make a 90-degree turn with a trash truck. Therefore, there was a flare in the alley, the existing driveway, in essence, that goes behind the former Ambrosia right. building. That has to be dedicated as a public right-of-way, which would be through an alley dedication. It is not currently. That's a private drive. And the design associated with that was also somewhat, I think, one of the major issues to make sure the inside corner, not to go into the weeds, but the inside corner of where the 90 degrees came together.
That's why I asked that.
That was part of what they were trying to compensate for by pushing the eastern edge of the alley line, what would be the newly dedicated alley, further out and potentially down into the parking lot that currently exists.
Thank you, Pat. Mr. Chairman, I asked that question. I'm glad Lee, Mr. Russell brought that up because we're probably going to have some more of these alley things come up in the future, and I'm not sure council's been clear in their guidance yet. So I'm just trying to inform us better. Thank you.
Commissioners, any other questions for staff? I see none. So those two matters have been taken care of. Moving on to our public hearing this evening, case 18-146. At this time, I'd ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications related to this case 18-146, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information on behalf of this case in front of us. Case 18-146, a request by Smith Lewis LLP on behalf of NGT Inc. to annex 10.36 acres of land into the City of Columbia and have it designated as MN, which is the city's mixed-use neighborhood district, as its permanent city zoning. The subject 10.36-acre tract is located at the northwest corner of Brushwood Lake Road and Scott Boulevard. The subject property is currently zoned Boone County AR, which is the county's agricultural residential zoning. If you remember, this item was tabled at the July 19, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, the applicants here are seeking permanent MN zoning on their property, which is 10.36 acres, located at the northwest corner of Scott Boulevard and Brushwood Lake Road. As you stated, in December 2017, the Planning Commission considered this request, where it actually received a 4-4 vote, which is a neither a recommendation for approval nor denial. It was forwarded to council. However, the applicant withdrew it before council could take action on it. If we remember correctly, the issues at hand were related to the floodplain on the property, which basically encumbered the entire site. And the applicant's efforts to fill a portion of the property, and they had an application in for a FEMA letter of map amendment or map revision, which they did not have in hand at the time, and the applicants just withdrew the case in an effort to get that in hand and bring it back through. So we're here again to discuss it, and we now know that the map amendment has been approved. Little context on the property. The Copperstone Commercial Corner is kind of catty corner on that southeast side. There's a county residents here and then further out there. Jadick Station, which is the city parks property to the north, on the across the, is that the Mill Creek? Yeah. And then it's another city property or county property, actually, for the fire district there. This map is actually the exhibit that was submitted with the LOMER, which is the what was submitted to FEMA for the map revision. This is something we didn't have at our previous meeting, but this gives us the exact location portion of the property, actually, that has been removed now from the floodplain. I made a little graphic here to show you on the actual site, which is the thicker, bolder red line. The green shaded area is the area that has been removed from the floodplain map. So that area is roughly 2.94 acres. So it would be sufficient for a small commercial development, which is what they intend to do there in the future. So the reason for the annexation is for connection to city sewer services. They are available across Scott Boulevard, along with water and electric is available on site. They're depending on how they divide the property, if they do, some extensions of I believe water and sewer both would have to take place along Brushwood Creek Road to get to what's out there beyond that to the west. Additional right-of-way would be required. Right now we know that the Scott Boulevard roundabout is slightly deficient on the southeast corner of this property, so there'd be some right-of-way required there upon platting, along with small amount along Scott Boulevard, and then I believe 10 feet on Brushwood Lake Road. All of those, however, are part of the platting process and will be required as a part of that process and not a prerequisite for annexation or zoning. So the MN zoning is consistent with the contextual development and zoning. As I said, there's commercial, city services, parks, and then there's also some residential there. The PD zoning to the east and southeast accommodates the fire station and retail office uses. So I believe that's about it. Let me double check. So additionally, as part of the platting action, stream buffers and floodway, floodplain designations will be required. So we'll kind of get an updated map at that time of where those are located. And also that will dictate where our floodplain overlay district will be designated as a part of the annexation, which because it's in the county, it does not have a floodplain overlay at this point. So I believe that's it. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Commissioners, any questions for staff? I see none. This is a public hearing. We'll go ahead and open it up to the public. We would just ask for your name and address before you get started.
Good evening. Phoebe Lamar, 111 South 9th Street. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant. I'm going to keep it brief because I've actually been through this once before. The purpose of doing this has not changed. This is in order to be able to develop this at some point in the future. We can't connect to the sewer if we don't get annexed. We can't do any kind of development that, in my client's opinion, makes the most sense on this corner without getting it rezoned. So that's what we're requesting. There really are only two basic changes since the last time we were here. The first is that we have gotten a vacation of the prior location of Brushwood Lake Road. The second is the fact that we have gotten a revision to the FEMA floodplain map, and as a result, there is a developable piece of property located within the confines of this tract. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you, Ms. Lamar. Commissioners, Mr. Stanton.
So this modification is, you haven't had to add any fill or nothing, that just
Not during the context of this action. I think at some point in the past something was done, but no, in the context of this, nothing was added.
As is, it's no longer in the floodplain.
That's correct.
Additional questions, commissioners? Ms. Lowe.
Ms. Lamar, what's the intended use of the site that's not developable?
That will be, I don't think it's developable at all. So, I mean, a substantial of I doubt that it's going to be touched. I mean, a substantial amount of it, at least, is going to end up in green space and that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any additional questions, commissioners? Thank you, Ms. Lamar.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Linda Cooperstock. I'm the one property owner, 4051 South Scott Boulevard, that's adjacent to that little wing-shaped piece on the, that would be the south side of that property. Do you see what I'm talking about? So I only have one question for clarification. I'm not opposed or pro or anything. It's neutral. But what will happen to that piece. That's right now a flood treatment catchment area, and that's the only part of that whole property that directly abuts our property. So our property is that funny other almost pie-shaped piece right next to right there, yeah. So so my question is about that red rimmed area right there, yeah. What is that, and how will that be treated?
I think Ms. Cooperstock, according to Ms. Lamar just a minute ago, she referenced, and maybe Mr. Palmer can go back to the graph that shows the green highlighted area. The part that's green is the part that they are proposing to be utilized for a some type of commercial development, a little strip center type of development. The other area Ms. Lamar just made reference to, to her knowledge, it would remain green space as is, undeveloped. It's not developable today unless it was to be raised similar to that green area. So you shouldn't see much of any changes to those areas.
Right. Well, if it is raised, it removes that flood catchment, and then we flood again.
Staff, Mr. Is that correct that that's the only area that will be changed is the green is what will be developed, the
right.
Other areas?
Yeah, and I believe the piece to the south is almost entirely still in floodplain. So it could be developed, but I'd have to look back and see how much is floodway, which can't be developed. But really, for all intents and purposes, it's undevelopable because of other factors, but mainly stormwater as well. I mean, that's... Like she said, it's kind of a catchment at this point because the road's been built there. It's at a low spot. So,
Mr. McMahon,
if I may, just for clarity, ma'am, if you look at the packet that came with us that's available online, do you know how to look at that?
I do.
Okay. No. The second piece in there is the letter of revision issued by FEMA, and if you look at paragraph 2 there, I'm sorry, that specifically excludes anything not in the shaded green area. So nothing, it remains a flood way?
No.
There's both, I believe, on that
yeah,
piece.
Yeah, and here's the FEMA map.
Thank you.
Which shows that the area that is a bit darker in the lower left-hand corner.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in the flood plain. According to the FEMA map right here. So that under our floodplain overlay zone could be developed. So my question for you would be, if this is a catch basin, who's identified it as that?
What? Who?
I mean, you're calling it that, but is it serving that purpose for a certain...
Well, when they put the roundabout in, they used... That's where the water flows down from Vauder School and
Brushwood. MoDOT.
Oh, I don't know who specifically.
So because of the road extension of the new Brushwood Lake Road, it became a low spot that was completely enclosed, and so it naturally catches water now, as opposed to allowing it to flow on into the creek. You could kind of see from that image that there's a bit of a hump back up before you get to the creek. And so that's just a low spot that has always been there. And because of the road being lifted up away from it, has caused that to back up in there. And because of that and because of our stormwater requirements, it's basically undevelopable because they would have to mitigate any additional stormwater runoff, which you can see in the aerial, actually. It ponds up there. So they would have to mitigate that runoff before they could develop that piece of land.
Yeah, right now it's a pond.
Yeah.
And the area due west of that is floodway, meaning
yes,
they could not fill that, as
okay.
You were indicating.
And the I think the one of the purposes for allowing that to catch the water was... when we traded property, so my property was actually part of what's now the roundabout, it was understood that the way that the city would handle the flood water would not impact our property further as far as further flooding. So with that catchment like that, we have no flooding back there anymore. We used to. And there's no there are no mosquitoes and, you know, everything that goes with that. So that was my big question. The question, kind of partial answer to what was it filled with, I watched it being filled for a number of years, and I watched spontaneous fires, combustion start from the wood chips that they were just piling and got really hot in the summer. And so a lot of that very low base is wood chips. And then rock came in on top of that. But yeah, it was a mountain of wood. So my question would be, I assume you do, somebody who's building does core samples before they can put stuff up.
Yes, ma'am.
So the buildings don't fall down. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Anyone else have to come forward this evening? I see no one. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Commissioners, questions? Additional information needed from staff? Ms. Lowe.
Well, I have a question. It does sound as if that area, even if it's shown in the floodplain, has been created as a bit of a catch basin by the roadway construction. So I just want to verify there's some assurance that there's some protection to that, or that would be evaluated moving forward. I mean, should development or in the process of looking at the overlay, because what I'm looking at right now from FEMA does not show that it's in the floodplain.
It does not show it as a floodplain?
Sorry, it shows that it's in the floodplain, not in the floodway.
Okay.
So it would, under our provisions, be more open to development.
Right, but I think as Mr. Palmer mentioned, that the likelihood of that is pretty near to impossible due to the storm.
I was asking for reconfirmation of that.
Right, but I don't think that he can, because I don't think it's truly a basin.
I'm just unsure if it was created intentionally as a part of that roadway project. I'm not sure. So,
from a stormwater management perspective, if it was not created as part of the roadway project, and we can't verify that for you because we do not have those plans, the fact that it is a catchment right now for potentially the water that is coming off of the roundabout, to create it as a catchment for not only that water, but the water generated off of the 2.9 acres to be developed and created as an off-site, not an off-site, it would be an on-site at this point because this is all one parcel of property divided by a road, as an on-site retention area to be utilized, the capacity to be utilized, a portion of that capacity to be utilized for proposed development, that would all be defined at the time of plan submission. Our building and our site development staff are going to have to do one of two things, or the applicant will have to do one of two things. They're going to have to prove that the 2.9 acres has enough storage area on it to support the increased impervious surface that they'll create, or there is a means by which that runoff can be captured internal to their property. Whatever agreements exist in advance or prior to ensure that our adjacent property owner was not going to experience any more additional flooding are going to have to be taken into account. Again, it's outside of our purview and our involvement in the development process to be able to confirm those types of activities. What I can tell you is there's going to be an evaluation. The other thing, if I do understand correctly, is Brushwood Lake Road was not taken through a dedication of road right-of-way. It was taken as a road easement. This property is not considered a legal lot. It has not been platted, and therefore there will be right-of-way dedications, not only for the rights-of-way deficiencies that Mr. Palmer pointed out. There very well may be a dedication of road right-of-way for Brushwood Lake. I would not be surprised if at that point, as part of the plat evaluation, we're going to go back to the construction plans for Scott Boulevard and find out more information about this catchment area and make sure that the plat adequately defines what its intention is. So allow us an opportunity to be able to go to the next step if it is so inclined, the commission so inclined to make a recommendation on the zoning. we have a couple of other processes, one of which is going to have to come back through you because we're going to be doing dedication of right-of-way. So the platting action will come through the commission as well. And at that point, if we still have questions as it relates to this, that would probably be the appropriate venue to have it, again, raised in, because there would be an opportunity at that point to potentially make a recommendation that the plat approval be conditioned on something. Can't condition the zoning since it's a straight request.
Ms. Liu.
Just a housekeeping question. The recommendation on the screen says approval of annexation and permanent zoning, but we are not recommending approval of annexation, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Commissioners, any additional questions of staff or motion? Ms. Russell. Mrs. Russell.
In the case of 18-146, I move to approve the permanently zoning to MN.
Thank you, Ms. Russell. Mrs. Russell, we have a second?
We have to add the annexation?
No.
We don't want to do, annexation is not part of it. Strictly the MN zoning.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Stanton, second? Commissioners, we have a motion on the floor made by Mrs. Russell, received a second by Mr. Stanton. Is there any questions or discussion needed on the motion? I see none. Mrs. Burns, when you're ready for a roll call, please.
Yes. Ms. Russell.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
No.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
6-1, motion carries.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns. Our Planning and Zoning's recommendation for approval of MN mixed-use neighborhood district zoning will be forwarded to City Council for their consideration. Public comments. Would anybody from the public like to comment this evening? Staff comments. Mr. Zinner.
Yes, your next meeting will be on August 23rd. And it is a doozy of a meeting, let me tell you. We'll be here till the cows come home. So if you want to take a vacation, do it. This is all we have. So it'll be a short meeting, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. This is our multiply tabled solar farm project, so you still may want to take a vacation. But we do. We have received plan revisions in, so probably what is on the tip of every commission member's tongue is, do they expect to move forward? Well, we do believe they will. Other than the fact that they've already told us that Rusty is the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and this Rusty here, and that we will be having that revised. So with that as being the only hiccup in the project, we're hoping that the rest of the revisions were correct.
Thank you, you.
But this is the only item that we do have on the agenda. It is the first meeting in September that we will have a number of items on the agenda, some relatively complex items as well. So if you are going to be gone, I believe I have two gone for this August 23rd meeting, and I believe it is Ms. Russell and Ms. Lowe. If you will be gone for the first meeting in September, you're going to be gone for that first meeting. That's what I thought you were going to be. And you told me you'd be back for that meeting.
No.
Okay. No. So we are going to be down one member already for that first meeting in September, and we would like to go ahead and make sure that we do have a quorum. So if you do have any vacation plans, let me know, and let Mr. Strautman know. Other than that, this evening we did discuss during work session some of our pending projects and activities that we are starting to embark upon for the comprehensive plan five-year update. We also mentioned this evening during work session that the Business Loop 70 corridor plan has been requested by council to potentially be amended or added as an amendment to the city's comprehensive plan. As we discussed in work session and for the purposes of informing the public here on television, an amendment to the city's comprehensive plan requires that a public hearing be held. And a recommendation of the city's Planning and Zoning Commission be forwarded to council before any amendments to the comp plan can occur. The public hearing for the potential adoption of or recommendation to adopt the Business Loop 70 corridor plan as an amendment to the city's comprehensive plan will be held at that first meeting in September. So if the public is interested in attending, that is an opportunity for them to be able to make comment as it relates to the plan and how its incorporation into the city's comprehensive plan may impact that area, and how the city may utilize the plan as a tool to help further implement the plan's goals and objectives. It will also provide information in the public record for council to consider as they hold their hearing in which to determine if it should be added as a amendment to the comprehensive plan, a plan prepared to guide development of a specific area. We will have a staff report that will go over comments received from our internal review departments, as well as provide generally a overview of the plan's contents as the part of our staff presentation. So it will inform, hopefully, the commission as well as the public as to what the plan is about if they did not have an opportunity to read it. It is available on the Business Loop CID's website, and fortunately, I don't have that email or web address here, but you can look it up probably by Business Loop 70 CID, and that should be get you to their link. So with that, that is all we have to offer this evening. We will look forward to seeing you on the 23rd. I would also like to indicate that the 23rd's work session will be in Conference Room 1C. It is the small conference room off of the main corridor. That is due to a competing council budget hearing, public meeting that will be being held that same evening in Conference Rooms 1A and 1B. That's all we have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. I imagine one of us will probably walk to the other room by mistake next time.
Yeah, but when you don't see the food, I'm sure you'll come to the next room.
And we hear a budget discussion, we'll turn and run. commissioners, any discussion? Mr. McMahon.
Just real quickly for the record, that email is as follows. info@theloopcomo.com, just so in case people are following.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon. Anyone else, commissioners? If not, I'd take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Russell and Ms. Lowe. We are adjourned. Have a good evening.